7.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economic Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. I've got a real treat for everybody today. Jeff was unable to join us for these two segments, but a good friend of his, a gentleman by the name of Dr. Yuri Maltsev, is with us right now. Yuri is a PhD economist. He worked under Gorbachev, actually, and he is now a professor at Carthage College in Wisconsin. We're going to talk a little bit about his first-hand experiences as to how socialism works, and number two, why it has proven to be a failure. Yuri, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Nice to be with you.
I want to talk a little bit first about your background. Can you take a couple of minutes and tell listeners about your claim to fame, for lack of better terms?
Well, I was born in Kazan, which is capital of Tatar Republic. Now, Tatar Republic is about 300 miles east of Moscow, and Kazan was founded by Genghis Khan. What's amazing that coming from that background, from Soviet Union, you can see what government is able to do to its own people.
Mm-hmm.
During this Soviet socialism, they murdered anywhere from 40 to 60 million people, the different estimates. They destroyed the country, which is, if there is something too big to fail, that definitely would be the Soviet Union. It's 11 time zones, 11. Okay, we have 4 in the United States. It's about 2 times bigger than the United States and Canada combined.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all possible and impossible natural resources. Oil, natural gas, ores of all metals,
mm-hmm.
Gold, platinum, diamond. So it's a country which was endowed by the creator or nature, whomever you choose, with almost everything. And they ended up miserably. The country was destroyed by its own government, professing the same views as, unfortunately, are spreading all over the world today.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing to me. It is absolutely amazing to me how that particular philosophical bent, specifically socialism, how it has never worked, and people continue, they continue to beat a dead horse, for lack of better terms. You know, of course, Russia is a great example. I mean, as our listeners are aware, I happen to be Russian. First generation in the United States. My parents ran like hell to get out of Russia in 1917 on both sides of my family. You know, I'm very, very familiar with Russian history. I have an undergraduate degree, not only in economics, but also in Russian literature. I know what's going on over there, and I know what's gone on historically over there, but it's spread to Europe. I mean, if somebody believes in socialism, all I have to suggest that they do is take a look at what's going on in France. Take a look at what's going on in Italy. Take a look at what's going on in Greece. And the list goes on and on and on. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work, but look what's happening in the United States. The same kind of thing. Well, Russians have a pretty sad quip that the only lesson of history is that it does not teach us anything.
Yeah. Well, why? I guess the million-dollar question here is, I mean, you're an Austrian economist, okay, and you've written books, and, you know, you travel around the world, you kind of know you kind of know up from down, for lack of better terms. Why does our country seem to be going in that direction right now? Help me out. I don't understand.
Because I believe that we have a pretty corrupt educational system. Our intellectual elites, they are clearly on the side of socialism. Great Austrian economist Friedrich August von Hayek, he wrote a wonderful essay, Why Intellectuals Love Socialism, in which he makes a point that intellectuals love socialism because that's their claim to power.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they do not produce anything. They look down on people who do, business people, whatever, but they cannot, for many of them, including my colleagues in academia, it's amazing that people who are making, I don't know, toilet paper or toothpaste are making more money than them who know so much about everything.
To me, it doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, you look at the history of the United States, for example, okay? What made our country great? It was the industrial empire that the United States created domestically. Fantastic clothing industry, fantastic automobile industry, fantastic electronics industry, and the list goes on and on and on. And now it's all outsourced. I don't get it.
That's right, that's right. Besides that, it is also another thing. Well, because it's the business climate in the country is going down the drain. That's why outsourcing is going on. That means that the capital usually would like to go somewhere where there is economic freedom, and now we are losing economic freedom, and then the president is surprised that the businesses are going somewhere else. I think that this is what's flying in the air. But from another hand, another, I think, very powerful source of socialism is envy, social envy. Because that's how I think the rulers, in the countries that you mentioned in Europe, I was in Europe just last week, I was in Scandinavia and Lithuania. And here as well, people are getting kind of a taste for social envy. It's not that what they think they live, but they're looking over the fence how the neighbors live. And the politicians are promising to them that they can take from one group of people and give it to you. And definitely, tax the rich or get rid of the rich, like in the Soviet Union, was extremely popular, especially among people who kind of considered themselves as personal failures. For what reason? Because, it's so obvious for what reason, but also because politicians would promise them that the loot will go their way. And usually, it's politicians would figure out a minority to harass and say in Nazi Germany that were Jews, in Soviet Union there were rich people, and the hatred against the rich is widespread right now all around the world.
Well, it really is, but you know, it just, I find it amazing, Yuri, that people actually want to penalize success, because success is what causes societies in general to advance. Personal success has a tendency to pour over, for lack of better terms, into societal success, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And if someone is not successful, then, well, it's a matter of luck as well, definitely, but also it's a matter of hard work, I think. That's 90% of success. But that person would not, it's much easier for him or her to bash the people who are successful rather than to think about why you are not successful yourself. I had a neighbor who got drunk, who was so happy when the government put Martha Stewart behind bars. He was just jumping with joy.
Yeah, I never understood that one. They never conclusively proved insider trading there, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
That was something that I thought was really, really fascinating. You know, we need to take a break here in about a minute, but I'll tell you what I'd like to do, if you don't mind. Right after the commercial break, I'd like to talk a little bit, if you would, about Austrian economics. You've written books on the subject. You've contributed to the von Mises Institute. That is a subject that I find to be absolutely fascinating. Now, I have to tell you, most of our listeners are, I would have to say, most of our internet listeners, for lack of better terms, are very, very familiar with the Austrian concept. But our radio listeners, which are, you know, in the hundreds of thousands, I don't think really are. And, you know, I can't think of anybody better than a college economics professor to explain, you know, the ABCs, for example, of Austrian economics. Can you do that for us?
Sure, but I think that, again, we'll try to do that with a lot of historical examples or something
perfect.
Like that.
That would be perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a real quick break for the cause here, and then we're going to be right back with Dr. Yuri Maltsev. Yuri is an economics professor at Carthage University in Wisconsin. We're going to be right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, back with Dr. Yuri Maltsev from Carthage University in Wisconsin. Going to talk a little bit about Austrian economics. Professor, you are on, sir.
All right. So Austrian economics. Why I am Austrian economist? Well, I explained it once on a Glenn Beck show, together with Tom Woods, who were invited by Glenn Beck to talk about book, Road to Serfdom by Friedrich August von Hayek. That was the book which actually opened my eyes onto the alternatives to slavery. And and the alternative to Road to Serfdom is Road to Freedom. This book in the Soviet Union was on a hit list of the KGB. Just for having this book at home, you could get 7 years of jail.
No kidding.
For passing it around, 12 years. So now my students are getting extra credit for reading this book. And it's a book which was a gateway to philosophy of freedom for millions and millions of people in Eastern Europe and today in China. What Hayek is making a point that never ever human design is better than a human action. Human action, their free interaction of free individuals pursuing their own private interests, that's what moves the economy. Something called spontaneous order. Spontaneous order. If there's a human design, central planning, then it results in misery, in mass murder, because if you have a socialist economy, you don't have any reason to work, because there's no incentive to do that. And then, if you are a leader of the socialist country, then you don't have any choice but to kill people and to make them work for you. And that's why many Austrian economists, like my friend and very esteemed economist Hans Hermann Hoppe, they believe that every state is dangerous because it can be a source of socialism. If I may just quote Hans Hoppe, he wrote that there can be no socialism without a state. And as long as there is a state, there is socialism. The state, then, is the very institution that puts socialism into action. And as socialism rests upon aggressive violence directed against innocent victims, aggressive violence is the nature of any state. And this is a very great thought based on the ideas of Ludwig von Mises, another great Austrian economist, who almost immediately after the victory of the socialist revolution in Russia, he wrote a brief essay, Economic Calculation Under Socialist Commonwealth. He included it as a part of his book on socialism, in which he predicted that socialism cannot work because it doesn't have any incentive, it doesn't have any price system. Price system is a nervous system of the market economy. It tells us what is relatively scarce and what is relatively abundant. Definitely, when the government is taking the role of price maker, then everything goes down the drain. And the country, like Soviet Union, ended up in a complete economic disaster.
You know, you brought up a very interesting point that I'd like to dwell on just for a minute, and that interesting point has to do with, in a very general sense, human nature, okay? I would maintain that human nature being what it is, without incentive, without challenge, human beings are going to stagnate. And they just because of the fact that God gave us free will, human beings are going to look for other incentives, and the other incentives are going to be very selfish, very personally driven. They're not going to benefit anybody other than the person, him or herself, and society is going to suffer. And I think history has proven that to be true, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I remember I had a very nice secretary back in Moscow, and once I saw her, she was stealing paper clips, putting paper clips into the purse. And I said, Lena, why are you stealing state property in such strange form, paper clips? And she went ballistic on me. She said, what else can I take from this? And she used very bad word, author.
Yeah.
What else can? Just show me, I'll take that. And then I was walking back home and I was thinking that society and that economy are doomed because if the young and the bright ones are going to work only to steal something,
right,
then there is absolutely no future, no hope for that. Besides that, what I would say is that I compare socialism with public slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but slavery, kind of nationalized government slavery.
Sure.
And that's why they murdered all over the world about 200 million people, mm-hmm, in all socialist countries. That's a great American demographer, Rudy Rummel, wrote about 20 books on this democide, he calls it,
mm-hmm,
governments killing their own people. One of them I would like to recommend to our listeners. It's called Death by Government.
Yeah.
Just statistics of mass murder going on in the socialist countries. Why the government's done so bellicose over there? Because there's absolutely no other way to make people do what the rulers want them to do. Actually, I should credit my former boss, Mr. Gorbachev, is that he, inadvertently, I would say, removed fear out of the system, which was glued together only by fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had an interesting, I would say, joke in Moscow. At that time, I wasn't thinking that it's a joke about economics, but now I think it's a very good example of what socialism is about. And the joke is that the CIA, they send their best agent to Moscow to find out what this perestroika and Gorbachev's reforms are about.
Mm-hmm.
And this CIA agent, he goes, say, to butcher shop and writes there in a small notebook, no meat, goes to the bakery, writes there, no bread, and then there's a KGB guy looking over his shoulder, and he said, 10 years ago, you would be shot for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And he writes there, no bullets. So exactly that when people realized that nobody would be shot, then everybody stopped working. That was the end of the evil empire.
I find that to be absolutely fascinating. You know, I have to tell you, I simply don't understand why that particular type of social structure, why people continue to attempt to put that into practice, because all it's been, Yuri, is failure upon failure upon failure. I mean, it brought down the Soviet Union. Look what's happening in China, for example. China is theoretically, you know, not exactly a free capitalistic market, but capitalism is what's causing China to rapidly become the largest economy in the world. You've got the final word, my friend?
Absolutely. And China, I would say, is also a good example. If you go to Hong Kong or Taiwan and then return back to China, and you would see how wonderful is Hong Kong, one of the most free market economies in the world, or Taiwan, and how relatively poor is China. So it's, I think, a great lesson for all of us in the United States that economic freedom is the source of wealth and prosperity. There is no other source of wealth rather than freedom.
Yuri, I really appreciate your time. We're going to get you back on the show again in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break here for the cause. I'm going to be back, and we're going to wrap up the show, the final 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever we have left with Jeff Deist. We're going to continue this conversation. We're going to talk about political issues, financial issues. I know you're going to enjoy it.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice Get survivalretreatconsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. Survivalretreatconsulting.com. Survivalretreatconsulting.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Jeff is with me now. You know, Jeff, I got to tell you, just did an interview with your friend Yuri. He is one heck of an interesting individual, and we've got to get him back on the show more and more often. This guy is a veritable wealth of knowledge, number one. And number two, he's one of the brightest guys I think I've ever talked with.
Well, the thing about Yuri Maltsov is, first of all, he's a brilliant PhD economist. He literally lived the Cold War because he did not come to America until, I believe, about 1990.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a hardcore Austrian scholar here. And so really, between his life experience, his overall personality, and just his mind, I would love to have him as a guest on, just for world events anytime.
Oh, I'm telling you, like as often as he wants to come on, he's our man as far as I'm concerned. Interesting guy. I want to thank you for introducing me to him. Jeff, I got a question for you. You know, we have an interesting situation in the markets. Yesterday, gold plummeted almost 100 points. It was down close to 80 points, if I'm not mistaken, 82 or thereabouts. I did a daily editorial on that, and my comment was, this too shall pass, because it always does. But, you know, I got some interesting commentary regarding my comment, and, you know, basically, they were kind of split in two camps. One camp was saying, and this camp was in the minority, but they were saying, you know, maybe, just maybe, the Fed is just to the point where we cannot beat them. Maybe everything they're trying to do is going to come to pass. Maybe kicking the can down the road is going to work, and the problem in the United States is going to be solved. So far, a lot of people have bet on that. And they've made a lot of money in the conventional markets. Those of us who have bet on the hard asset market, specifically in terms of the gold and silver markets, we're smarting right now. We're not doing too good. Do you think maybe we're wrong?
I don't. In terms of the people who have made a lot of money in the conventional markets in the last couple of years, I would say that adjusted for inflation, they haven't made much money at all. But that being said, certainly they've done better than sitting in a cash position. and not even treading water to inflation. So I understand that. I get that. And look, the Austrian perspective is there's a boom and bust cycle. So anybody who can ride the boom half of it, you know, God bless them. It, just the fear is that each successive boom,
yeah,
because it's a newly inflated Fed bubble, means that the corresponding bust will be even deeper, even tougher, even longer, even more violent. So that's the fear here. So you know, I get what people are saying, but look, I asked Sarah to post an article today about all the money going back into the markets, and I really think that this is fool's money going in when things are high again. In other words, a lot of people got completely out in 07, 08 when things were low, and if they had stayed in, they'd be better off today. And now they're getting back in when I think things are high. So I don't think QE is going to work. Look, I respect the views of the other side, people who are frustrated losing money on their gold holdings, because, you know, back in the 70s, people were saying that this couldn't last forever, and it's lasted this long. So, you know, at some point, you got to live your life while you're here on Earth, and people make money in the equities markets, God bless them, but I'm sticking with hard assets.
Well, if you go back to the late 70s, specifically the early 80s, when the precious metals market really crashed, you know, I had a lot of friends who basically went into bankruptcy. It was interesting because that was the time that I started my business, but I still felt in 1982 that hard assets were ultimately the smart place to be. It was not a bad place to be between 1980 and, let's say, 2002, when the market really took off, but it wasn't a particularly great place to be back in those years. You know, what I'm betting on right now is, again, based on everything that I know about economics, based on everything that I know about world events, all of the fundamentals that come out of those two arenas tell me that, you know, QE cannot work. It's a house of cards. It simply can't work. If everybody perhaps was willing to buy into that ad infinitum, then it might. But I don't think human beings are of that bent, to be perfectly honest with you. I think that eventually the writing's going to be seen that's on the wall, and I think that the whole house of cards is going to come crashing down. That's what I believe, but I sure would like to hear it from some other people.
Al, it's not just the, you know, the U.S.'s problem and our own economic,
no, it's
monetary,
not,
and fiscal problems. This is a foreign policy issue. The rest of the world is not going to let us just pump dollars into this worldwide system forever. I mean, the whole world has a legitimate beef against us and our central bank for the 2008 crash to begin with, and the 2001 tech bubble. I mean, this is a matter of sovereignty and foreign policy among nations. They can't, you know, do you think the Chinese are going to allow us to remain the world's reserve currency forever? Do you think the oil interests in the Middle East are not going to look at the idea of selling oil and pricing it in something other than dollars? Do you think that the IMF and the UN and the World Bank are not, even as we speak, you know, seriously considering coming up with some sort of new worldwide currency based on a basket of currencies? And look, from the interventionist statist mindset, it's perfectly rational to say the same people who say the 2008 crash was the result of unregulated markets on Wall Street, right? Of course, we would disagree. We would say it's the result of Fed malinvestment. But that same mindset would also say, look, we can't just let sovereign governments around the world print their own money anymore because it causes too many worldwide problems in the global economy. So we need to have some sort of worldwide control of currencies to prevent this kind of bubble in the future. And I think that's absolutely coming. Cannon's written about that as well.
Yeah, I think the pin, quite frankly, that's going to burst the bubble is called derivatives. You know, did a daily editorial with Corey a couple days ago on the significance of the derivative problem. And the derivative problem is huge when you realize that the total universe of the derivative market is in excess of $700 trillion. That's more capital than is included in all of the economies in the entire world. I mean, I think 2008 is going to be, the events of 2008 will be a kindergarten compared to the next one. But again, that's what I believe. That's what my logic based on economic fundamentals tells me, Jeff.
sure. And we've never had a situation where things have gone on this long and been propped up and been spread throughout asset classes, been spread throughout geographic regions and countries. I mean, this is a worldwide phenomenon. So this isn't just one country getting hurt like Germany or Argentina. This is the whole world. And you know, absent some sort of debt jubilee, which I don't think could ever be sold politically, I think it'll have to be masked in the form of a new currency or basket of currencies. And there will be very serious winners and losers in that. But from a political standpoint, the powers that be will have to find a way to sell it.
You know, it's interesting. Based on the conversation that I had with Yuri here in the prior couple of segments, I think that the policemen of the world might be some of the very large countries that have had some terrible experiences with socialism. And, you know, the one that I think of, the one that pops into my mind anyway, Jeff, is Russia. You know, the Soviet Union basically collapsed because of socialism. Historical fact. That isn't a gut level feeling. That's nothing. That's a historical fact. They know. They understand that the direction that the United States is going in is a road to ruin. And I think basically they, along with their neighbors, the Chinese, are going to come in and they're going to say, wait a minute, we can't let this go on the part of this country that's just now making the same mistake that we made 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago.
Sure. And if you read about Russia in the news lately, I mean, here we are talking about sequestration and gay marriage. You know what Russia's talking about? You know what Putin's talking about? He's talking about gold, oil, natural gas, timber. He's talking about bringing Russia back into prominence by being, in effect, a resource-based economy, a hard asset economy. And who can blame him?
And in fact, he realizes the fallacy of recent Russian history, and the other countries that are going to be more and more powerful are going to come into that same category. And you know what? That's the time that I believe that those of us who are involved in hard assets are going to be correct. We got to take a quick break. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You know, Jeff, you and I were having a conversation about politics here, oh gosh, probably 2 or 3 or 4 months ago, and we were talking about the plight of the Republican Party, et cetera, and the prediction that you made, that I happen to share, by the way, wholeheartedly, is you said, you know, if Mrs. Clinton decides to run in 2016, she's almost guaranteed to win that election. Consequently, the Democrats are almost guaranteed to maintain the White House through 2020. Unfortunately, I think you're 100% right. I'll tell you, the Republicans need to get their act together because they're just looking like circus clowns right now for the most part.
They sure are, Al. And if you saw a few months back that sickening 60 Minutes interview with Obama and Hillary Clinton, I mean, they were just like best buddies there. And so there's no question that she's running. I mean, if you look at some of the things she's done in the past couple months since she stepped down as Secretary of State. She's been giving keynote speeches around Washington. She's changed her hairstyle. She's been doing some other sort of cosmetic things because she will be about 69, which would put her at the same age as Reagan. But again, every generation is living longer, and 69 today is younger than 69 in Reagan's day.
Thank God.
Yeah. I mean, you know, as you folks know, Al is now 49.
Exactly.
but here's the thing. You know, Rand Paul, I got to tell you, after Romney lost, my personal feeling, and I know Rand Paul a little bit. Obviously, I've been close to his father for 25 years. You know, after Romney lost, I thought, well, this is very bad for Rand Paul. And after the other sort of some of the young Republican senators who came in the last two elections, especially Ted Cruz and Rubio from Florida, I thought, well, gosh, Rand is getting overshadowed here a bit. But he has totally blown the doors off that theory because in the past couple months, he's just been on fire. As a matter of fact, just this past week, he went and spoke at Howard University here in Washington, D.C., which is a historical black college. And so he went and spoke to a bunch of black college students who were heavily left, heavily Democrat. There were some protesters outside calling him a white supremacist and this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he went out there and he gave a speech which basically said that it's the Democratic Party that is historically the party of segregation and Jim Crow and the Ku Klux Klan. The Republican Party is the party of Lincoln and emancipation and you know, some other things. And basically that, you know.
But that's very true.
The Republican Party, you know, I don't know if this is true, but he's arguing the Republican Party is the opportunity party. The Democratic Party is the dependency party. One of the young men in the audience asked a question afterwards. He said, Senator Paul, you know, you're telling me that you don't want a government that can hurt me, but I'm saying I want a government that can help me.
Right.
I want help with student loans. I want help with job training. I want help with, you know, whatever it might be. And, you know, some people say it was kind of foolish for him to go and put himself in that lion's den. Some people say it was just kind of bluster. But, you know, he's out there.
That's what he's got to do, though. If I could just interrupt you for a second, that's what he has to do. That's what John F. Kennedy did prior to winning the election. He has to put himself in the lion's den, because the perception of Rand Paul, quite frankly, is very negative in that particular universe.
Sure, but he's laying out new vision. He's talking about foreign policy. He's adding, you know, youthful vigor to the whole thing. So as far as I can tell, as far as I'm concerned, he is absolutely running. And until somebody else tells me otherwise, I would have to consider him somewhat of a front runner at this point.
Within the Republican Party or?
Republican Party, sure.
Yeah, well, I think it's very possible. I think, though, that we're going to have some very, very serious economic problems between now and 2016 for the Republicans to win. You know, rhetoric is one thing, but it's pretty hard to convince the masses. If we come out of this with some good economic numbers in 2015, for an example, if we had 2016, if we come out with some good numbers, I think it's going to be pretty tough to beat the D's at that particular point. Does that make me happy? No. That's not philosophically where I'm coming from, but I think it is going to be pretty tough to win that particular election. You know, I think the thing that makes me sad, the thing that a lot of people don't understand is, you know, it's not about being necessarily a Republican. It's not about necessarily being a Democrat. It's about being somebody who believes in independence, hard work, and the government not being a babysitter.
Absolutely, and I'd be very interested in hearing our listeners' take on this, and our viewers. I'd like for them to comment. If Rand Paul was the 2016 Republican nominee, would you vote for him, and would that get you excited to get out to the polls, to maybe volunteer for him, to talk to your neighbors in a way that Mitt Romney apparently didn't get a lot of Republicans excited because they stayed home, and especially the evangelicals?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it could be an interesting time. I think the Republicans, though, they've got a pretty steep hill that they're going to have to climb. But, you know, it is what it is. And the thing that makes our country interesting, quite frankly, is the political scene. I just would have to say that I wish more people would simply believe, you know, in what I keep stressing, which is independence, hard work, and small government. Because, you know, that's what made us great in the first place. I would have to say that regardless of what anybody, Republican or Democrat, says at this point, the United States really isn't the incredibly strong nation that the entire world looked up to. We're not there anymore. We could get back there, I'm sure, but we're not there anymore. The countries in the Far East, including Russia, are just, you know, they're just overshadowing us right now in terms of economic growth, in terms of innovation, et cetera. We're just, you know, we're here, and it's almost like the Hatfields and the McCoys in the United States when you look at the relationship between the Republicans and the Democrats. They're not willing to work together to make this country a better place. And I got to tell you, Jeff, that makes me really, really sad.
I couldn't agree with you more, Al. It's really become a polarized society, and I think the internet has played a role in that. But wow, the venom that you see on just any kind of story, if you go on mainstream websites like CNN or Time, it's really quite incredible, and it's just such a big difference from even 10 or 20 years ago.
You know, I got to ask you a question that I asked Yuri here just in the earlier part of this hour, and that was, when you look at the historical examples of where socialism has taken countries, you look at Russia, okay, it brought Russia down, for lack of better terms. Look at France. Look at the economic situation in France right now. Look at Greece. Look at virtually any country, okay, that falls into that category. And what have you got? You've got failure. You've got societal failure, for lack of better terms. Why does the administration in the United States right now think that that's a good way to go? It absolutely astounds me, Jeff.
Well, it's a matter of education, and that's why Ron Paul's mission has been what it's been, to educate people. Because people on the left who believe in government, who believe in socialism, even though they're not willing to term it that way, you know, there's nothing that can make them change their minds. In other words, even when they're faced with the failures of their own system, like the state government situation in California, they'll never admit that their political or economic views are the problem. It's just fundamental human nature, and there's a psychology to it, and maybe even there's a genetic component. I mean, scientists are starting to try to figure out, you know, what makes some people reflexively sort of libertarian conservative in their views towards government and society, and what makes some people liberal.
That's easy. I think it's all about background. I mean, take my background, for example. My parents ran like hell to get out of Russia in 1917. When I was born, way back when, you know, it was very apparent to me from day one that if I didn't work, I would never amount to anything, and I'd be a parasite on society, and I couldn't help myself, and I couldn't help other people. You know, those were my circumstances. That's a lesson that I learned. A lot of people don't learn that lesson. A lot of people, you know, they're coming from a totally different direction, and I think that's very, very sad, for lack of better terms. But, you know, I just hope that the pendulum that swings in societies, you know, the pendulum in the United States had us in a very, very strong position for over 150 years, okay, and then we started to slack off. I really hope and pray, Jeff, that the pendulum doesn't go in the direction that I think it's going to go, and that's where we're no longer the country that we were in the past. 30 seconds, you got the final word, my friend.
Al, I have to agree. A lot of people have not learned that lesson. I would encourage people to Google or go to C-SPAN and watch Rand Paul's speech last week to a basically all-black audience at Howard University. That'll give you one side of it. Also, Google Ron Paul Sr.'s speech at Oberlin College in Ohio. That'll give you an absolute uplift and show you an audience and a crowd that is thinking the way we're thinking. Al, thank God you're... parents came here from Russia. I'm going to toast to that tonight when I'm out at my local watering hole.
It's been a fun show, Jeff. Yesterday was a tough day in the markets, but you know what? Who knows what this next week will bring? We'll be back with you guys next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.